101.5 The Hawk.
It is 8:37. Hey, good morning. I'm Scotty O, and I've got a friend, an old friend of the show, in the studio with me this morning. Tanya Carter is here, formerly a principal, right?
Yes.
Always an educator.
Yes.
Now part of the Literacy Council or Literacy of
Education. Literacy Coordinator.
Literacy Coordinator, yes. For the Strait Regional Center for Education.
Yes.
Former Wipeout contestant, which brought her to this show 15 years ago. We talked about that like 2-3 minutes ago. And I was like, how long ago was it? She was like 15 years. That was a long time ago.
It was.
Tanya Carter is here. Welcome to the show again. Thanks for coming back. And now to add to that list, and that's just a list that I like off the top of my head. When I think Tanya Carter, I go principal, educator, Wipeout contestant, literacy coordinator, now children's author.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now explain to me how you become a children's author.
Well, it was a long process. I thought about this many, many years ago. And What people don't know about me is I struggled in school. I was probably in resource till I would say grade 5, had lots of trouble reading and writing. So the fact that I became a teacher after that is quite a task.
Does that what makes you want to become a teacher? Because you had such an influence of people on you?
Most definitely.
Okay.
And back then, I always joked about being self-diagnosed with ADHD. And last year, I actually was diagnosed with ADHD, and I think that was the turning point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually on medication, not afraid to say it. It's been life-changing, and that's when I was able to actually sit down and write the books that I've always thought about writing. So the words came very easily.
Uh-huh.
I started in January with Kindness Wins, based on a lot of true stories during my time at East Richmond, where I was primary teacher, vice principal, then principal. My two children attended there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very special school to me. And when I thought of kindness, every scenario in my book was a real life experience that happened with the children there.
Did they go to school there while you were teaching there?
They did.
Is that a weird situation? Did you teach your own child? Was your own child in your class?
So my daughter was in French immersion, but my son was in English.
Yeah.
And it actually was a blessing. My son was diagnosed with selective mutism, so which meant he talked to very select people.
Okay.
And family members were even, there was only a few family members that he would talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And so having him as my student really helped him to blossom in great primary. So that was actually a good thing. After that, when I became their vice principal and principal, not sure when they were in junior high, they felt that was such a good thing.
Yeah.
But
because then you're the disciplinarian at home and at school.
Exactly.
I got you. I just remember like myself calling my grade 2 teacher mom one day, right? It was just one of those things that you just look and you go, mom, and no, wait.
Yes.
You know, and her name was Mrs. Weber. I remember that. But it was, if it's your actual mom, that's, I got to say that would be kind of awkward.
Yeah. And I think they thought it, I thought it was beautiful because as a mom, you always feel guilty leaving for work. And I never had to feel guilty.
You took them to school with you every day.
Yeah. And they would stay and play out in the playground. They'd have friends. So you didn't worry about working those long hours and you didn't have that guilt as a mom. So I thought it was wonderful.
So when you write the book, Kindness Wins, is this kind of then a memoir of different things that have happened to you? Or is it mostly fiction? How do you?
I say it's a combination of both.
All right.
I made sure that I didn't include any names that were, you know, names of the past. But the essence of it is definitely based on real life experience that happened at that school.
But if Steve reads this book, Steve is going to know who Steve is.
In some cases, you may, but it's such beautiful scenarios that it's things that people would be very, very proud of. And that happened multiple times with several different students. So I'll give you an example.
Sure.
One of the pages in there just talks about simply students going to read at the villa, which was next door. They would have been the Richmond Villa.
Yeah.
And just the joy that it brought to the seniors' face for that simple act of just going over and reading a story.
Uh-huh.
Another scenario just talks about how one day a student who had two moms as a parent came to pick up the student. And back that would have been 15, 20 years ago, students were like, I've never seen that. And True. Just how accepting kids were of that. And that scenario played out several different ways throughout mm-hmm. those years. So lots of scenarios. The end of the book talks about just simply going to deliver cookies to local businesses. Oh. And we did that. We yeah. did that almost every year. And the smile on the faces of the people where the students would just give them a cookie and say, have a nice day, mm-hmm. made their day. They could have been having, you know, a rough day, and it just made a difference. So the whole book on Kindness Wins is all about just those simple acts that children do very naturally that really adults could learn from.
Okay, full discrepancy. I haven't read the book. I haven't opened the book. I haven't looked at the book. Yeah. Kindness Wins, is it a story throughout, or yes. is it a collection of different things?
It's a story throughout.
Fair.
Which, yeah, it talks about, you know, a classroom setting, and the teacher is Miss Carter.
Oh!
And just so you know, my daughter actually designed the younger version of Miss Carter for this book, which makes it even more special to all of us. She lives in Calgary now. She's a nuclear medicine technician. So art was always just her pastime. Yeah. We have paintings all throughout the house. So the fact that she designed the characters that are within this
nice.
is makes it really special to all of us too.
And then you've got two books though. Like that's,
yes.
that's just one
that's
book.
That's just one book. Yes.
And self-published, correct?
Self-published.
Okay. We'll
yep.
get into that in a
yep.
second. The second book, Rosie Zooms with Love.
Yes.
Now, I've seen Dogs with the Zoomies, right?
Yes.
I'm assuming just from the title, that's what this is about. Tell me a little bit about Rosie.
Yes. So Rosie came to us very unexpectedly. We mm-hmm. we lost our first Ducktoler on the eve of Christmas Eve 8 years ago. Just suddenly, she had a cancer mass that we did not know of. It was the size of an orange. And so it was tragic. When I say tragic, it was tragic. So we didn't think we'd ever get another dog. Yeah. I just about had a nervous breakdown. I didn't know anybody that has pets knows that they're like family. And that was a hard one.
100%.
So
especially
two
days before Christmas.
Yes, especially 2 days. So it was the worst Christmas break of my entire life.
Okay.
And the kids too. Haley was back from university, and it happened so quick. So 2 years later, get a call during COVID
mm-hmm.
that the breeder, Scotia Pride, has a female Ducktoler for us. And they were very picky on who they would choose, and they knew what we had went through, and they always like to give their dogs to people that know how Ducktolers are.
Fair.
Because they're a different breed. And so she came into our life, and she came into our life full of zooms
mm-hmm.
At a, you know, 100 miles an hour with just some really, really quirky traits. So Ducktolers, in case you didn't know, they have webbed feet. They're made for swimming.
Mm-hmm.
She's terrified of water. Terrified of
really?
Water. Really? Most dogs, thunder and lightning, they're scared. They go hide.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie, nope, couldn't care. Sleeps through it. You open a door and it squeaks, she'll go run and hide.
Okay.
So lots of things. Go to the vet. She goes like a pancake, and straight vet's been so good to us.
Mm-hmm.
You have to drag her in. So I decided that I was going to write a book about her. She ended up having cancer last year.
Oh, no.
Also, what luck. I mean, different breeder. It's not that it's a trait of Nova yeah. Scotia Ducktolers. It just happened that our second one had cancer again. This time we were able to, she was, it was
okay.
removed and she
okay.
was cured.
All
so
right.
it's a good news story.
Oh, it's
story.
A good, okay.
To celebrate her, we just wanted to celebrate her uniqueness because she does bring so much joy
mm-hmm.
to everybody that meets her. If you're at our house, and it doesn't matter if you're a family member or someone she just met, when you leave, it's like she is losing her best friend.
Oh, that's sad.
And she has, anyone that knows tollers, they have a toller scream, and people would think that someone is torturing her, but mm-hmm. they are not. So the story is just all these unique things that are about Rosie.
Okay.
And it's just a really a loving story that it doesn't matter, you know, what the personality is. That's what makes them so special. So we hope that kids kind of can relate, even though it's a dog, that, you know, everybody has their own ways of being.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's their way of showing who they are.
Well, there are some major stories that involve dogs.
Yes.
One being a big red one.
Yes.
I don't want to say his name because, you know, we're talking about Rosie right now. We're not talking about that big red one. But there are some stories, like that just comes to my mind, right? That there are stories that could be franchises. If you put it out in the universe, then it happens, right? So that Rosie could be a franchise. You never know. But Rosie is an actual dog. It's based on your actual dog, Rosie?
On my actual dog, Rosie. And every scenario in there is a true fact about Rosie.
Yeah?
Yes.
And is it a story throughout Rosie's life? Is Rosie on an adventure? Is that kind of thing?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And it just talks about, you know, the zoomies that we all know dogs have. And that for Rosie, her zoomies are her way of showing us love.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's sweet.
It's a beautiful story.
So you've written two books.
Yes.
They're both available through Amazon. I know that.
Yes.
I'm going to put the Amazon links on our Facebook page,
by the way.
How else can people get them?
So I will be probably having a book launch.
Okay, cool.
So we're looking at that in the near future, and it's probably going to be at one of my favorite places that people who follow me on social media, the Brador Lakes Inn.
Okay.
I love to go there.
It's a great spot.
It's a great spot. We have friends that actually run it, and probably will be the spot that I will do the book launch. It won't be for another probably a month or so, because I like to get the books out there first, and then I'll do the book launch and a signing at that location. I'm going to be retiring the end of this year, and I hope to produce some more books. I have one in the works.
Okay, yes.
That I'm quite excited about. It's called Jason the Shark, which is based on the true Jason the Shark that's out in our ocean, just trying to live a shark life. So I have started that. I have a cover for it. I have most of the stories within it completed. So it'll probably take me another month before that one is actually published.
Okay. So. Well, congratulations on the publishing.
Thank you.
And one more year of work,
one
I guess.
One more year, yes.
So congratulations on that. At the same time, you know, I don't even know how you think about that. And go,
I know.
What do you do next September?
Yes.
So as a teacher, as an educator, right? September for you has, like, never mind the book stuff.
Yes.
But September for you has been since you were like four.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's always about going back to school and back to work, back to school. For a lot of teachers feeling that pinch right now.
Yeah.
Because Monday is like the first day of school for them. No. Was it this Monday? No, it's next week. So they got one more week.
Yes.
Right? You got one more week. But you're starting to feel the anxiety of going back to work or whatever. You must miss it, though, over the summer. Do you miss it at all?
Oh, well, I have lots of joy in what I do throughout my career, starting as a primary teacher. Mm-hmm. So much joy, because the little ones, the things that they bring to you and the growth that you see is absolutely incredible. So it was a joy. Then when I became vice principal and principal, again, it was a different type of joy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the kids that you had taught, you got to see them grow. And now as a literacy coordinator, I get to go in all schools.
Yeah.
So again, I get to see the students at different levels. So September for me has always been exciting. It's been exciting because it's a new year to really promote a love of literacy. And my focus has always been, because I struggled, to ensure that kids find that love, because I didn't have that love when I was in elementary school because I struggled.
Yeah.
So for me, that's my passion each year, is to ensure that children are loving to read and loving to write. And I'll have to tell you a story. So in January.
Quick story, because we're running out of time.
In January, for our campaign for literacy, I actually read one of Robert Munsch's books to about 1,000 students online.
Oh, he's great.
And I did tell them at that moment that I intended to write a book.
Yeah.
And that I hoped that next January, during Literacy Month, I was going to be reading one of my own books.
And
I'm
now?
Reading one of my own books.
I love that. Tanya Carter, children's author, Tanya Carter, published children's author, yes. Tanya Carter, in the studio with me this morning. Thank you for coming in and talking about the books.
Thank you for having me.
If you want to find the books, I'm going to throw the link up on our Facebook fan page as well right now on 101.5 The Hawk. The 90s at 9 on the way next.